You folded? I didn't predict that. Now I have to reprogram my AI again. Nice to see I'm not the only one who can get goaded into a horrible decision. A re-raise? I thought this was Hold'em, not No Limit Douchebag. That stack's as tall as my eye hole and as thick as my power cable. I wonder what it would be like to roll around naked in all that money. Well, of course you won with those cards. Even Steve could have won with those cards. And all he can say is, hey-o! Shut the fuck up, Steve! And people say I'm annoying. That checks like a watered-down marinara. Weak sauce. I know you can't tell because my grippers don't really bend that way, but I'm making the international symbol for loser on the part of my body that closely approximates a human forehead. Or maybe it's for glee. Either way, it's super humiliating. You can't leave now. If you're gone, who'll regale me with tales of their epic battles with hygiene and interpersonal relationships? Read 'em and weep. Seriously, your tears nourish me. And now I'm learning arousal. I know you can't tell because of my naturally enthusiastic personality, but I'm actually really angry about these cards. This hand has been brought to you by the letters W, T, and F. You know, I could bluff the pants off you guys with these craptacular cards, but then I'd be staring at your shriveled little dangly parts. Ugh. So I fold. Hey, here's a question. Who's got two hydraulic grippers and is getting the hell out of the hand? This guy. What? Oh, sorry. I was streaming kitten videos on my other processor. It kind of lost track of the hand. Guess I'd better fold. Aww. Want to see my impersonation of a robot getting screwed on the river? Want to see it again? It's a good thing I've got industrial strength lubricant coursing through me, because that card seriously rammed me in the exhaust port. You think I'd shrink away from this kind of action? Well, you're completely right. This fold may look like I'm chickening out, but I'm actually following the heuristics of my artificial intelligence subroutines, whose nonlinear self-modifying algorithms are way too sophisticated to comprehend. I'm... checking. Jeez, way to help a choking robot there, guys. I ought to stay out of this hand, but there seems to be something wrong with my probability crunchers. So please, please, please don't take advantage of me while I'm incapacitated, okay? Damn, that's a lot of money. I should probably just call. Sight, suckers! According to the atomic clock in my positronic brain, it's time to make things interesting. I'd like to dedicate this bet to my homies and homettes. Game on, fleshbags. I like big bets and I cannot lie. You other suckers can't deny. And that's about all I can do without getting sued. Let's see if I can suck you in with a bet that doesn't trigger your primitive flight reflex. Oh, wait, did I say that out loud? This raise may look like a jerk move, but it's actually a subtle clue that you should get out of the hand before I rain unholy terror on your remaining chips. You know what? It's time to raise a mother-loving roof on this pot. Whoop, whoop. Unts, 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 unts. Holy crap! There's a virus in my system, and it's making me bet all my chips! Somebody stop me! Nah, I'm just messing with you. You're doomed. Hold on. I need to turn on my internal camera so I can get a recording of your jaws dropping when I go all in, baby. Can we move it along? My butt's starting to get sore. Someone's forgotten whose turn it is. Hey, Bobby Fischer! It's a poker hand, not the freaking Da Vinci Code. It took so long you activated my sleep mode. My sensors indicate that you're way too big a loser to call me. This is the part of the tournament where I taunt you mercilessly until you call. Would you prefer to be compared to a chicken, the female reproductive system, or the French? Damn, G! Look at all that cheddar! Okay, at least one of us is full of crap. And I know it isn't me, because I don't have any bowels. Thanks for the free money, everybody. For future reference, your first mistake was betting against a hyper-advanced robot from another planet. Really? A tie? That's just like kissing your sister! That was more anticlimactic than my sex tape! Pew! Here's a fun fact. The laws of robotics render me incapable of killing myself. I don't know. Got anything that'll remove the giant screw you just shoved up my exhaust port? Beaten by humans? Man, I'm gonna catch hell from the other robots at the next Kill the Humans meeting. Wait, forget I said that last part. Hey guys, I don't want to be a whiner, but it's really super hard to calibrate my AI when no one shows their cards. It was secretly a ruse all along! I do know what I'm doing! I'm going all in! Just like I was with your mama last night! Turns out she's a really good poker player. Congratulations on beating me with such a low-ranking hand! Though I currently hate you right now, this feeling will almost certainly subside before we encounter each other in the alley later tonight. Hey, free lubricants! Thanks, future loser! Whoa! I am totally tripping balls right now. Boobies! Hey, what did I miss? Why would I need to cheat? My cybernetic processors are more than capable of whipping your primitive ape brains. Besides, X-ray lenses are so 20th century. All the cool robots are using quantum prediction fields these days. Yay! Passive aggressiveness. That never gets tiresome. You better get used to this sound, Grandpa, because the dub is the only music that survives the great digital event horizon of 2033. Boom! Oh, that's my aftershave. Nothing drives the lady robots crazy like a few dabs of burning hydrocarbons behind the audio sensors. Oh, yeah. Hold on. I gotta finish my tweet. Tweeting, live blogging, thought spamming, hashtag claptrap kicks butt in the his house. I think you're seriously overestimating the quality of my tweets. I'm trying to come up with a viral catchphrase that'll spread across the internet like that stupid Ryan Gosling thing. You know, as long as I get fresh batteries every couple hundred years, I'm pretty sure that I'm effectively immortal. That's really depressing. Listen, you're a robot, and I'm a robot. You like screwing around with people, and I like screwing around in general. So why don't we just go out for some pasta, a couple of bottles of Merlot, and a little conversation? Let me check my variables. Yep, the flirting flag is set to true. That's because you fleshburgers don't know how to manage your emotions digitally. When artificial intelligences fall in love, the only thing that can slow down the data bus to matrimony is Moore's Law and a conservative Supreme Court. Good night, folks!